And a good Friday morning to you. It's John Kazar, 1027 1035 WICY. I'm here with Jerry Manor. How are you, Jerry?
I am doing great, thanks. And you?
I'm doing very well as we do get ready for Labor Day weekend.
Huh? That's right, a holiday weekend, which means that CECOM will be closed tomorrow.
Uh-huh, not even open till noon. No,
on a holiday weekend when the holidays Monday were closed on Saturday. And, of course, we're closed on Monday to observe Labor Day as well.
Sure.
So, folks, keep in mind that if you want to come into the lobby, you're going to have to do so by 6 o'clock today. We close at 6 today.
Gotcha.
And then we'll be closed tomorrow and Monday. So keep that in mind. But other than that, things are going great and looking forward to what looks like a pretty decent holiday weekend weather-wise.
I would say pretty solid. I mean, the only day that's not going to be particularly sunny is Monday. But
right.
We have a sunny weekend with really not too hot temperatures, Jerry.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great start to fall.
Did I say that? Great start to fall. Don't jump the gun. Actually, it's not until the 22nd.
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
Okay.
Listen, today we're going to talk about compound interest.
Okay.
Do you know what compound interest is?
I know what interest is, but compound is how it gains over time.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, kind of. All right. Compound interest. So let's give you an example. Imagine you contribute $1,000 to, an account that earns you 8%. Which would be nice if you could find one nowadays. But, you know, for the sake of argument, you've got an account that pays 8% that's compounded annually. So after the first year, how much interest would you earn? 8% of 1,000 is?
$80.
Right. So you have 1,080.
Correct.
Right? So if it was just regular straight interest, then you would get 8% the second year on your 1,000. So you'd have another $80. So you'd have $160. So
that would be linear, right?
Right, exactly. But with compounding of interest, what happens after that first year, the $80 goes in, and all of a sudden, you're earning interest on $1,080.
Right.
Instead of $1,000.
So it's not off that original number that you came with.
It keeps compounding. And of course, it all depends on how often it happens. Some accounts are compounded annually, some monthly, some quarterly, some even weekly or daily.
Now, if it's daily or weekly, isn't that the best possible scenario? Because it's
absolutely
just faster.
It'd be compounded more frequently. But again, that's something to look at when you're looking at making a deposit in something. So, you know, how are you going to be able to figure that all out? You know, I mean, how can you, well, I'm going to have to do all the math? No, there's a system out there that makes it really easy. And it's called APY.
APY.
Which stands for Annual Percentage Yield.
Okay.
So what that means is it will take into account the compounding, whether it's weekly or monthly or yearly or whatever it is, and give you an actual rate that you can use to compare with another rate somewhere else. So if you see 4% APY and you see 4.2% APY, you know the 4.2% is actually better.
Right.
Whereas if it was just 4% interest and 4.2% interest, but the 4% is compounded daily, the 4.2 is not compounded at all.
No.
You know, the 4% would be better.
Right.
So when you look at APY, that lets you compare apples to apples.
Good.
And make a smart decision. Okay. So things can add up quite quickly when you have the power of compounding working for you. So again, you know, it might only seem like you're earning a little bit, but if you compound it over a long period of time, you're going to make money.
Because time is money, Jerry. And as cliche as it sounds, it's darn true.
Yes, it certainly is. And, you know, we certainly want people to think about these things. These are important concepts. And, you know, sometimes people don't have a clue.
Right.
About, you know,
like they haven't been educated, and now they have a chance to finally learn about it. And it's a whole new world for some of them.
Right. Because, you know, you know the basic interest formula. Interest equals principal times rate times time,
right?
PRT. But you've also got to consider the compounding effect when you're looking at where do I want to invest my money?
Sneaky gain.
Yes, yes. So again, you want to make the most you can and have your money grow the quickest it can. So always look at APY. Annual percentage yield.
I'm going to have to do some more research. I mean, this, again, these are nice conversations. They're little teasers to opening up a whole book that we want to dive into.
Exactly. Exactly. So check it out and have a great Labor Day weekend, my friend. I'll see you next week.
You as well, Jerry. It's 1027-1035-WICY. Ask the Pros with Jerry Manor from CECOM.